Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thursday night's version of The Scoop. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And sorry about the little flub before my show. My iPod crashed. But anyway, she's all better now. So I hope everyone's having a lovely Thursday night and we're all doing well. And let's get right to it. So in celebrity gossip news, Lisa Robin Kelly from That 70s Show has recently been arrested. Yes, she is being held in custody for several hours before she was released with a $50,000 bond. Los Angeles authorities denied the 42-year-old actress, the 42-year-old actress on suspicion of spousal assault. Yes, she was beating up her husband. Kelly reported saying on her Facebook page that she did nothing to hurt him and posted a photo of a middle-aged man lying in bed with a cigarette in his mouth. Well, it seems The 70s Show did well by her. Also, Burger King is apologizing for Mary J. Blige's ad, as well as releasing serious, what some people felt was stereotypic views of a black woman singing about chicken. It immediately went viral when it was released on Monday, and some black community said it was a stereotypical, once again, thing of a black woman singing about chicken. Anyway, Burger King pulled the ad on Tuesday over what the company said was a music license issue. The company explained Wednesday that the spot was unfinished, and in a statement, Blige said she understood why fans were upset. She said the ad didn't come across the way it was planned, and she would never put out an unfinished spot. Burger King said it released Burger King said it released the ads prematurely and hoped to have the final one on air soon. So that's all my gossip news. So I'm going to go right into movie news. Let's see. The future is looking brighter for, yes, Captain America. If you saw the first one, you would know that it was pretty good. Chris Evans did a great job. With less than a month to go before Mr. Red, White, and Blue hits the theaters as a member of the Avengers, Marvel and distributor Walt Disney Studios has announced on April 14th, 2014, as a release date for the highly anticipated sequel to last summer's blockbuster hit Captain America. Chris Evans is starred to reprise his role, and after helping America defeat the Axis powers of archenemy the Red Skull in World War II, he ends up frozen in time and defrosted in present day. There is no word at this moment whether Joe Johnson is on board to do the to direct as well, and there's no word right now as to what the storyline may be since now he is in present day. American Reunion hits theaters this tomorrow, actually, and the director is John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg has inked a deal with Universal Pictures to do two more makeovers. The duo have their eyes on Back to the Future, and I would say no. I don't think it's going to be granted since Spielberg and Robert Zemeckis retain the movie rights. So, but that is one reboot that they are in the process of trying to get done, amongst others. Also, if you were a fan of RoboCop, all you Peter Weller fans out there, they are going to do a remake. Yes, the best actor, best known for playing Stephen Holder on AMC's weekly serial, The Killing, has in talks about the upcoming Robo reboot. He and Jose Falala will be doing the reboot, and it looks like it will be set for a August 9th, 2013 release date. So all you RoboCop fans, it's coming back. And also, are you ready for a second dumbing? Yes, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are reprising their roles as Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn in the sequel to the hit comedy about the ultimate duo of morons. Yes, the Farley brothers will begin shooting the follow-up this September, and they are shooting for a summer release. It's been 18 years since the original film hit the box office, pulling in $127 million domestically and $250 worldwide. And on that note, I'm going to get some water, take a break. The time is just a little after 10 after. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and enjoy some Lily Allen. That was Lily Allen with Friday Night, and welcome back. I'm sorry, I thought I got rid of that tickle. It is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and it's about 7:15, coming to you with the scoop. And once again, I want to remind everyone that this summer we are the official radio station for the Pacific baseball team, shooting out of San Rafael. Going to be playing games down there at Albert Park, so check them out. And if you can't check them out, listen to them here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, let's get back to it. Good day to Die Hard. The fifth installment of Die Hard franchise is inching towards reality. Yes, 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 yes. But still has some pretty big heroes holes to fill. Excuse me. Bruce Willis is set to return as the heroic John McCain. John Moore is directing. And Jay Courtney is playing McCain's son. This is going to be set in Russia, evidently. And the characters right now, as far as villains are concerned, we have Sebastian Koch. Sorry about that. All right, that was a little. Well, yes, it's Sebastian Koch. That's how I guess how you say his name. And Yulia Singer have signed on to play villains. So anyway, check that out. And also, let's see. The story seems like it's going to center on the film, finds John McClane flying to Russia to rescue his son Jack, who has landed himself in prison. Upon getting Jack out, however, John discovers that there is a terrorist plot in the works, and it becomes up to his father and son duo to save it. Yay! Also, Ashton Kutcher is attached to star as Steve Jobs in Jobs, an independent biopic produced and financed by Five Star Institute's Mark Hulme. Wasting no time, Joshua Michael Stern is set to begin principal photography in May, while Kutcher is on hiatus from CBS 2.5 Men. Kutcher is a natural to play Jobs. He resembles him. He looks like him, and I mean, he resembles him, makes meaning he looks like him. But he has his mannerisms. There's a lot of Steve Jobs I see and Ashton Kutcher. Anyway, Sony pulls together its own biopic rights, and the man who wrote the biopic last year, Walter Isaacson, says that he will have the screenplay within a couple of weeks. So look for that for next summer. Also, stick a fork in Jar Jar Binks, because Star Wars franchise is done forever. Oh, I really want to see 7, 8, and 9. So says the intergalactic space god George Lucas. The Jedi Master himself was leaving Toast Restaurant yesterday when he was asked, was he finally ever going to release 7, 8, and 9 installments of the greatest space saga of all time? Well, I won't count the first three, but judging from Lucas's answer, it looks like the series will remain frozen in carbonite for the rest of time. Hopefully that goes the same for the Indiana Jones series, because no one can survive a nuclear blast by hiding in a refrigerator. Alrighty. Let's see. Guillermo del Toro is remaking the Eddie Murphy kids movie, The Haunted Mansion. A few weeks ago, there was news that Guillermo del Toro might be doing this instead of directing the two Hobbit movies, which has basically already gone to Peter Jackson, which really needed Peter Jackson's touch. I don't care if he was just going to be a producer. They have to match the other three. Anyway, let's see. I mean, the movies was writing and producing a new Van Helsing movie. Oh, dear God, really? However, De Toro was quick to say that he will wait until Comic-Con to make an announcement about his Hobbit replacement. And he also will make an announcement at that time confirming that he will be doing The Haunted Mansion based on the popular Disney attraction. Back in 2003, Disney attempted to repeat the success with Pirates of the Caribbean with The Haunted Mansion starring Eddie Murphy, and it was a flop. Yes, it was a flop. And if you saw it, you'd understand why it was a flop. Anyway, Guillermo del Toro's writing credits will include Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, the remake, and his work on The Hobbits. So look for that. Also, after months of speculation, Darren Aronofsky of Black Swan fame is going to do a Bible epic called Noah. It has finally got the green light. Not only that, Russell Crowe is confirmed to star in the title role. Yesterday evening, the formal announcement became from Paramount Studios, and shooting will begin in July. Crowe is now on board for the movie since it's beginning its go-ahead and is now turning towards his antagonist role, which is going to be played by Liam Neeson. So, yes, Noah is coming to the big screen for you. And Liam Neeson is going to be the protagonist. So, all right. Anyway, let's see. The time is about 7:20. And we're going to take another quick break here. Once again, you're listening to DJ Misty at radio.dominican.edu. And let's listen to a little Coldplay.
Sword and shield. was when I ruled the world.
Was Coldplay, and welcome back. It is about 7:25, and once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And let's see what my little book here has. All right. Well, evidently, you know, 6 weeks away. I know, summer is almost here. Can you believe it? It's almost the middle of April, and it's freezing here in California. Wherever you may be listening, it is cold. And we have things coming up, popping up. So for once, also, excuse me, I have a little bit of trouble tonight. If you haven't seen it, it is one of the best Roman Polanski films out there. And it's called Chinatown. And it is finally being released on Blu-ray. So you need to check that out. Also on the hit list is Bully. Forget about the drama surrounding film ratings. The timely documentary about five victims of schoolyard abuse is in limited release but expanding soon. It's a harrowing, ultimately empowering tale. It's something that should not be missed. Also, Game of Thrones has started. Yes, 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 yes. Season 2 of the bloody, all-consuming fantasy series starring Peter Dinklage premieres on April 1st, which has already started, and finds every king and queen and bastard child fighting for the throne. So our money is on the girl with the dragons. Also on the hit list, if you haven't heard, Titanic 3D is coming out. Yay! So everyone can go check at the trail at the end of the movie. Anyway, let's see. On the Rachel Ray Show, Gwyneth Paltrow defends her cookbook, insisted she did it, and she did not hire a ghostwriter. But she did have to reveal that she even grew her own mustache in Shakespeare in Love. Adam Levine is in talks to co-star at on American Horror Story. Kathy Bates is going to be the ghost of Charlie Harper in 2.5 Men on the April 30th episode. And VH1 is to air a reality show called Hollywood Exes, featuring former wives and celebrities like Prince, Will Smith, who wants to show the world that they are more than just a trophy wife with a pretty face. Oh God, they'll put anything on TV now. Oh, let's see, Kim Kardashian. Oh, she's always on. I don't know why, but anyway, I'll read it. Kim Kardashian reportedly is considering pressing charges of the woman who threw flour at her on her red carpet event. She actually wasn't going to until someone explained to her that it wasn't fairy dust. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, let's head on over because it's get to be that time. Let's do news. Yes, yes, yes. The world does exist beyond the radio and beyond the TV. So get out there. Involve yourself. The search for Sierra Lamar is still going on, so please, please check out your Facebook page, post her picture, think about her, keep her in your thoughts. Hopefully we'll bring her home in one piece. All right, so let's see. People demonstrating against austerity measures after Dimitris, I'm not going to pronounce his last name because I don't want to ruin it, death has clashed with riot police in Athens in recent days. Flowers, candles, and sympathy notes are being left in the main square where Mr. Christofilos killed himself. The 77-year-old left a note criticizing politician over the country's financial crisis. He said his pension had been cut to a point where it nullified any chance of survival, and wrote he would rather have a decent end than be forced to scavenge in the rubbish to feed himself. It's horrible. We really shouldn't have reached this point, the politicians in parliament said. A 60-year-old pensioner, Anastasia Kalakala said. Greeks have called him a martyr, with some protesting saying it was not suicide but state-perpetrated murder. Also, the once flying high healthcare think tank that Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich started nearly a decade ago has filed bankruptcy. Yes, its fortunes having sunk rapidly last year as its compelling leader turned its energies to political campaign trail. The Center for Health Transformation had promoted private sector solutions to America's skyrocketing healthcare costs. It also became a source of significant cash for Gingrich and his wife. The Washington Post reported that the center took in $37 million in donations, primarily for big pharmaceutical and healthcare corporations in the last 8 years of its business. Also, the U.S. Coast Guard vessel opened fire Thursday on a fishing trawler in an attempt to sink it after last year's tsunami off of Japan left it adrift near Alaska, where it was posing a hazard to other marine vessels. The gunner's operation began at 1 p.m., and the U.S. Coast Guard spokesman Jonathan Lally said that the vessel, the Anacapta, is still afloat. The cannons did not sink it. So basically, they're still trying to sink it. The time it will take to sink it depended on the weather and its conditions. Observers from the helicopter said it has not sunk yet. And the Canadian vessel, the Bernie C, has expressed an interest in the salvage, so which will delay the operations even more because now they have to come down there and get the boat. All right. Well, that brings us up to the 7:30 mark. And we're going to take another break and play another fun song. And we're going to do Garbage. I'm Only Happy When It Rains, even though it's just now finished raining here in California. So enjoy. And right now.
Yeah.
And that was Garbage with I'm Only Happy When It Rains. And I have to admit, sometimes I am. I like it when it rains. It means I can just stay at home under the blankets and read a good book. Okay, so let's get right back to it. Oh, so the Razzies came out this week. Yes, the list of nominations. And topping them all is Adam Sandler. He had a good year. So, for if you haven't heard, yes, the Razzie Awards have come out, and I'm going to read you the nominees. So, for Worst Actor, we have Russell Brand for Arthur, Nicolas Cage for Drive Angry, Season of the Witch, and Trespass, Taylor Lautner for Abduction, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, and Adam Sandler for Jack and Jill, and Just Go With It. And Nikki Swartzen for Buck Larson, Born to Be a Star. Worst Actress was Martin Lawrence as Big Mama in Big Mama's Like Father, Like Son. Sarah Palin as herself in The Undefeated. Sarah Jessica Parker in I Don't Know How She Does It in New Year's Eve. Adam Sandler again as Jill in Jack and Jill. And Kristen Stewart, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. For Worst Supporting Actor, Patrick Dempsey, Transformer Dark of the Moon. Why was he even in it? James Franco, Your Highness. Ken Jeong, Big Mama's House, Big Mama's Like Father, Like Son, The Hangover Part 2, Transformers Dark Moon, Dark Side of the Moon, and Zookeeper. God, he got 4 out of that. Al Pacino. You never hear that Al Pacino would get a Worst Actor nomination, but yes, he did for Jack and Jill. And Nikki Swartzen, once again, made it to list twice for Jack and Jill and Just Go With It. Also, Worst Supporting Actress, Katie Holmes, Jack and Jill. Brandon T. Jackson as Charmaine, Big Mama's Like Father, Like Son. Nicole Kidman, Just Go With It. Oh, Nicole. Oh. David Spade as Monica in Jack and Jill. And Rose Huntington Whiteley in Transformers Dark of the Moon. Yes, she was, yeah. Okay, I could agree with that one. Best Worst Screen Ensemble. Bucky Lawrence, Born to Be a Star, Jack and Jill, New Year's Eve, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. Worst Director, Michael Bay. Oh, God, I didn't know he dubbed Bucky Lawrence, Born to Be a Star. Oh, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Tom Brady, and Bucky Lawrence, and Born to Be a Star, Michael Bay, bad. Bill Condon, Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1. Dennis Dugan, Jack and Jill, and Just Go With It. And Gary Marshall, New Year's Eve. Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel, Arthur, Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, The Hangover Part 2. Jack and Jill, Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 1. Worst on-screen couple. Well, my God, this is a big list. All right. We have Nicolas Cage and anyone sharing the screen with him in any time of his 3 2011 movies. Shia LaBeouf and Rosie Huntington Whiteley, Transformers Dark of the Moon. Adam Sandler and either Jennifer Aniston or Brooklyn Decker for Just Go With It. Adam Sandler or either Katie Holmes, Al Pacino, or Adam Sandler and Jack and Jill. Kristen Stewart and either Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner, Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. And finally, the last but not least, the worst screenplay ever for the year 2011. And the nominees are Adam Sandler, Alan Covert, and Nikki Swartzen, Buck Larson, Born to Be a Star, Stephen Corn and Adam Sandler, Story of Zook, Story by Ben Zook, Jack and Jill, Katie Fugic for New Year's Eve, Ethan Kruger for Transformers Dark of the Moon, and Melissa Rosenberg for the novel by Stephanie Meyer, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. So I guess you guys really didn't like Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. I have to admit, I saw it and my butt hurt. All right? My ass hurt. Okay. It was so freaking long, and it was like, you broke this up to 2 movies? Why? Why? Okay. Anyway, let's go on. So, As you all know, you all comic geeks out there, that WonderCon was last week. And so now that Christian Bale is done playing Batman, Joshua Jackson, yes, I laughed too, says that he would like to audition for the role again. And speaking of Batman, Nolan wants to judge, if you're going online, you need to check out. He wants to judge your Dark Knight Rises shirt designs. So check that out. Also, if you've been living under a rock, The Hunger Games opened in theaters this past weekend. Numbers from midnight screening showed that the movie had pulled in $19 million. The movie so far has made $258 million. So, if you haven't seen The Hunger Games, you definitely should check it out. Also, the Stephanie Meyer isn't a stranger with her multi-million dollar Twilight franchise. She has followed up her book, The Host, which has been adapted into a movie. And you can check out the trailer online. So, that is that. Also, March was easily the best record in movies in a long time. With The Hunger Games and Dr. Seuss's The Lorax both significantly exceeding expectations, March 2012 easily claimed the all-time March record with over $940 million in ticket sales. That's an incredible 38% improvement over the same time last year. And it's also up 13% on a previous record holder, which was in March of 2010 with $832 million. The Hunger Games was the highest grossing movie in March with $248 million, with just after 9 days in the theater. Alice in Wonderland, which made $299 in its first 27 days, came in second. Based on current leap trajectory, although The Hunger Games should ultimately beat Alice in Wonderland and total $334 million by, hopefully, the end of the month. But I think it's going to exceed that. Alrighty, folks. The time is roughly 7:42. And we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to put on some more music. And I think it's time for a little Beck. Enjoy.
See the vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar in the can. I wait. Kayonda, TJ Cowboys hang around. Sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Mas cerveza to the rooster crows. Vatos vergallos. Chevas on cheap guitars, abuelitas with plastic bags, walking to the church with the Spanish candles. Billy Baracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, little, run, do, run, 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 in the midnight sun. Soccer ball, it's the replays. Mango ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
What?
Pico y Vermont.
te pasa? ¿Qué te pasa? Yo, I saw Puppet at Tang's with a mullet and a popsicle. Yeah, bro.
And that was Beck. And welcome back to The Scoop, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And let's see, I'm going all over the place today. So we have releasing this week on DVD, since it is the 100th year anniversary of the fateful Titanic, the White Star Line ship that sailed from England to New York but never made it, is 100 years old. It's been sitting at the bottom of the ocean for 100 years. So peace out to all those people who went down with the ship. But before James Cameron's Titanic, there was several Titanic movies made. But the one that has really stuck out in my mind, and one that you really should check out, way before Rose and Jack ever touched hands and ran across the ship, is A Night to Remember. This April 14th marks the centennial of one of the most horrific and horrific tragedies of modern age. In 1912, the sinking of the unsinkable Titanic. So The Night to Remember, not rated. Baker's film wasn't the first to dramatize the lives aboard the ill-fated White Star liner. Barbara Stanwyck also did it in an earlier version in 1953. But the 1958 version is 2 hours and 33 minutes, and it's a sobering look at the fate of the people on board, and it's worth a check out. Also, we have Madonna Truth and Dare is out on DVD. War Horse, if you didn't see it, now you can. Out on DVD, We Bought a Zoo, starring Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson, is out on DVD as well. The Man Who Fell to Earth, the really freaky, kind of strange David Bowie film, is out on DVD, and it's a sci-fi trip that follows an innocent flamed-haired alien, Bowie, who travels to Earth and becomes obsessed with our voices, namely greed, our vices, namely greed, television, and booze. Ah, that still happens today. Also, coming next week is The Iron Lady, and if you're into other things, The Killing Season 2 is coming out. Aired on April 1st. Sorry, I'm reading Entertainment Weekly and I'm a week behind. But if you haven't seen The Killing, I highly suggest you check out Forber Delson. And excuse me to our Danish fans out there if I've, totally screwed up the name. But Forber Delson, which is basically The Killing, is based on a Danish television show called Forber Delson. And they did all 20 episodes, whereas AMC broke it up into 2 seasons. And it is just fabulous. Yes, you have to read. It is subtitled, but I think their Sarah Lund is so much better than the AMC Sarah Lund. And it is just so worth it. So worth it. Right now is available is season 1 and season 2. So you don't have to wait another year for season 3 of the American version of AMC's The Killing. Okay. There's my 2 cents on that. And let's see. From this week's, Sylvester Stallone is going to have Chuck Norris in The Expendables, which is rated PG-13. So the kids can come and see that as well. Also, what was a big at WonderCon this week was Spider-Man, the video featuring Dennis Leary. And also, the week kicked off with the controversy involving Michael Bay and redoing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and talk about changing the turtles' origin. Bay, who is producing the reboot, said that his version would give the turtles an alien origin. He stated a day later that the fans should chill and that he's working with one of the original creators of the franchise. So most of the folks who voiced the turtles in previous movies, with an exception of Michelangelo, were in favor of Bay's new take. All right, so it's going to get down to wacky news because we're getting on 10 to 8 here. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu with The Scoop. And also wants to remind you that we are the official flagship station for the San Rafael Specifics baseball team. Yes, they will be playing in San Rafael down at Albert Park. And if you can't check out a local game, you should definitely tune in to radio.dominican.edu because we will be carrying the games on our station over the summer. So check us out. All right. So with wacky news, and I have a couple of items for you. A man was accused of stealing thousands of movie posters on March 30th. LA prosecutors charged a San Fernando Valley man with stealing more than 3,000 movie posters worth more than $450,000, including the posters for The Hunger Games. The Los Angeles Times says Stevens snagged the posters from bus shelters to sell them online. He pleaded not guilty on Thursday to one count each of grand theft and receiving stolen property. Los Angeles police say they purchased a poster online from the 36-year-old Stevens before discovering a trove of posters stamped not for resale at his home. The thefts allegedly occurred in San Fernando Valley from June 2011 until this week. Steven is due to appear in court on April 9th. He faces a maximum 5 years in prison if convicted. Also, federal agents in New York on Wednesday moved to seize a 1,000-year-old Cambodian statue from Sotheby's, alleging in a civil complaint that Sotheby's had put the 10th-century figure of a mythological warrior up for auction despite knowing it had been stolen from a temple. The statue consigned to Sotheby's for sale by a Belgian collector had been set for auction in New York in March of 2011, but was abruptly pulled from the market at the last minute after a Cambodian claimed ownership. At the time, Sotheby's rejected Cambodia's effort to recover the antiquity, insisting there was no proof that it had been looted and therefore the auction was legal. Where is Samuel L. Jackson when you need him? An Australian pilot found himself in a real-life snakes on a plane situation Tuesday when a snake popped up out of his dashboard and forced him to make an emergency landing. Brendan Barshaharts was flying a cargo plane from the city of Darwin to a remote settlement when he discovered he had a slithering stowaway. The Northwest Territory News reported the 26-year-old Air Frontier pilot remained calmed as he put the call in to the Darwin airport, telling them he was circling back for a landing. "I turned around and got it headed back towards Darwin, and look, you're not going to believe this," the pilot told the Australian Broadcasting Corp. "I've got snakes on the plane." The snake popped his head out from behind an instrument panel multiple times and crawled down the frightened pilot's leg before it touched down at the Darwin airport. At the airport, a firefighter found a non-venomous golden tree snake and a green tree frog on the plane, according to Nine News. So anyway, also my last little wacky news. If you haven't seen The Hunger Games and you have $1.4 million, approximately the amount of money the movie made while you read this sentence, Henry River Mill Village, the abandoned North Carolina mill town where the Hunger Games filled its sepia-toned district scenes, is now available for purchase. Owner 83-year-old Wade Shepherd is understandably overwhelmed by the number of Hunger Game tourists flooding the town, so he wants out. You know, $1.4 million sounds like a good deal for 72 acres of cluster of very famous rundown buildings. The Hunger Games amusement park for seriously dangerous attractions can make someone a good fortune. So that is it for me tonight. I'm going to have Julie play me out. And I want you to stay tuned for Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. and be good to him because he's not feeling well. So be kind, okay? You guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And to everyone, a good night. And see you next week.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you realize how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I get misty and too much in love. Stay.